Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is that time of the week where you get your fantasy lineup set up. Paul Charchi and Charch, CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com, the best in the business, joins us. And Charch, last week we watched the Texans offense throw up all over themselves and look awful. And we were wondering about Davis Mills because you were feeling pretty good about him before that. This past week,
wow. He looked good.
He looked good. Look good, Charge. Hold on now. He did something that no rookie's ever done.
What's that?
300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and a passer rating over 140. No rookie has ever had a start like that. That's right. I'm out here giving knowledge out here to Charge before he gives it to us.
I like it. He looked every bit the part. And you know, the best thing about it was that it came after the game that it did. I mean, that could have hung with anybody, right? You play that badly and have that many turnovers and problems, you know, that thing could have carried over into his psyche, and it didn't. And he went over and he did that on Bill Belichick. I mean, that was awfully impressive. And it gives some real hope for the future, doesn't it? I mean, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, and it's only one game, but that's the kind of stuff that you look at and go, well, there's a reason he could be a quarterback of the future for this team.
Well, you got to be a prisoner of the moment when you're talking about the quarterback situation in Houston, Purple Drank. That's just the way it is, man. I mean, there's 1 week, like, look, 2 weeks ago after the Buffalo game, I was like, there's nothing he can do. They got to save the franchise. Right. They got to bring stability to the franchise. There's nothing here. I mean, they got to bring stability. And then he goes out there and does what he does last week, and you're like, damn, hey, I don't know if he's not your starter the rest of the season. So you got to be a prisoner of the moment here in Houston with the quarterback situation. What about the other players in Houston? Did last week's performance, did it do anything for you in a sense of how you look at Brandon Cooks or how you look at I know it doesn't do much for you, the rest of the guys, because that was the first time we've seen him perform.
Yeah, not yet, no. I mean, we stay, you know, it's kind of the same story every week. Like Brandon Cooks, I always like Brandon Cooks. He's my number 19 ranked wide receiver this week. And it's actually potentially a lot of upside because this is a beat-up Colts secondary that may be without Xavier Rhodes and Rock Ya-Sin. And that would be a real plus for him. If those guys don't go, Brandon Cooks becomes a top 10 fantasy play. Now, the guy I'm really excited about, who I love going into the season, Nico Collins is coming back soon. He may even play this week, right? Yeah. And I really want to see what that kid can do. With all due respect to Chris Conley, he's not a player for your future. Let's get Nico Collins a bunch of reps the moment he's ready and see what that kid's got.
Hey, you're singing to everybody here. Everybody wants to see Nico Collins. Charch is with us, CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com. Go check it out. Charch, around the league, and we'll get to the matchup tonight, but around the league, last Thursday, we watched Russell Wilson have that awful injury to his finger, which is going to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. And Geno Smith, he actually looked pretty good, a lot better than I thought he would look. How does that change of Russell affect a lot of the other parts? Because I know some people like myself have Tyler Lockett on their team. How does that change what you look at fantasy-wise with the Seahawks?
It's kind of hard to get a read on Geno Smith because we don't have a lot of experience with a quarterback who hasn't played for 7 years and then needs to come out and go manage a team for at least a month. And so, you know, what we remember from Geno Smith from, again, 2014, the last time he was a regular starter, was not good. He was a turnover machine who threw twice as many interceptions as he did touchdowns. That is a very bad ratio. But, you know, but that was 7 years ago. And he's been sitting in meeting rooms and he's been taking practice snaps. And you want to believe that he's going to be better now than he was. And I think you're right that he looked pretty good in the third of a game that we saw Geno Smith in. But here's what I can tell you for sure. He ain't throwing those beautiful rainbow pinpoint deep bombs that Russell Wilson was. That ain't Geno Smith right there. And so Seattle's going to throw less. They're going to throw downfield less. And guys like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett become spot. They were just like every week. You just put them in your lineup no matter what. Now you're going to have to think a little bit more closely and analyze the matchups a little more closely. This is Pittsburgh this week. And Pittsburgh is a great run defense. They're a middle-of-the-pack pass defense. So I still have starting grades on those guys. But instead of being like top 15 guys like Metcalf and Lockett usually are, they rank 21 and 29 this week.
Well, you talk about that game. Hell, let's just stay there. You got Pittsburgh. You got Ben Roethlisberger on the other side of the ball, man. What are you doing with the Pittsburgh players?
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked about this a little bit in the past. Ben Roethlisberger looks mostly washed up at this stage of his career, and he's missing stuff like open guy 10 yards in the flats, and he's throwing it into the ground. You're like, who are you? But he played better last week against a good Broncos defense, and now he gets maybe the worst secondary in the league, Seattle. Four straight teams have thrown for 322 yards or more. They've given up a three-touchdown game recently to Kirk Cousins, to the 49ers quarterbacks. And, you know, funny, Seattle's cornerbacks have been terrible, and they cut Trey Flowers outright this week, but they had demoted him the week before, and they had started a guy named Sidney Jones at cornerback. Since he took over, he's allowed a perfect passer rating, 158.3 in his coverage. So they have no answers at cornerback whatsoever, and Seattle's getting roasted. And so this is a watershed game for Ben Roethlisberger. If he can't do it here, then it's nowhere, and I think he's completely washed up. So an important game for Ben. Startable this week, even without Juju Smith-Schuster, but he's got to perform in this spot.
Charge, Clinton and I, we talked about this this earlier this week. We were taken aback by the performance of Lamar Jackson this week. Oof. I mean, only completing almost high 80% of his passes, four touchdowns, 60-plus rushing yards, no interceptions. And it's almost like you have to look at, from a fantasy perspective, everybody around him differently. Lamar was somebody you brought in, but receivers were iffy because Lamar's not always consistent throwing the football. Mm-hmm. Looking at what he has done this year, he has kind of changed the game for not only himself and from a fantasy perspective, but all the other guys around him.
Here's my favorite stat of the week for you. Lamar Jackson, by himself, has more yards than 18 teams.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Isn't that nuts?
are the Texans one of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
let me answer that question for you.
For sure.
What he's doing is remarkable. And it makes him – he's the most fun player to watch in football and maybe all of sports – because every play can be special. And there's nothing not to like about him. And he's unlocked an amazing performance from Marquise Brown, his leading receiver. 11 touchdowns in 11 games. No receiver's got more touchdowns in the last 11 games than Marquise Brown does. And it feels almost fluky because guys like him are the deep downfield catch a bomb and score guys normally. It just does. They don't get enough volume and enough action to end up being that regular of a score. But man, Brown's just running through defenses, and it might be that this is just who he is. And that, you know, if Lamar's passing is going to be this good, and this isn't just a flash in the pan for a few games, his passing's been inconsistent, in fairness. But if this is where he is now as a passer, it looks like we're heading for an MVP run for Lamar Jackson.
You know what's crazy is that game against Indy, obviously the numbers were gaudy and everybody wants to talk about those. Yeah. But if you really look at how he stacked those numbers, I mean, it was Eberflus in Indy, they had a little bit of a lead and felt good about where they were, and Baltimore had to come back. Yeah. Well, they were playing a bend don't break style. So it's not usually when you see Lamar Jackson throw for that kind of yardage, you go, boy, they must have had to load the box, and he just hit a couple of bombs away over the top and, you know, was had four passes that went for 70-plus yards, and that's how he stacked 400-plus. But in reality, if you watch that, I mean, it was a different Lamar Jackson. To me, I came in with Show, and we started talking about, okay, you can put Lamar Jackson, the athlete, to bed. Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, has arrived. He time and time and time and time again in that second half, dropped back, was comfortable in the pocket, processed what the hell was going on, threw in tight windows, anticipated, was accurate. That was unbelievable. It's hard to think that he's going to backslide off of that. That the way, if you watch that game, Paul, that was, wow, that was impressive.
Clint, I'm so glad you said that, because fantasy guys like me, we get enamored by rushing quarterbacks, and we got one tonight in Jalen Hurts. But at the end of the day, sooner or later, to be a great quarterback, you have to pass. You have to be able to be a really good passer. And that was the thing that was holding Lamar Jackson back, and that's been responsible for the early playoff exits. If he can turn the corner on the passing, then that's what makes him incredibly special. And that's what we're seeing right now. And I hope that the sample size that we've gotten so far is going to be legit. Remember, up until 3 weeks ago, he had gone a year without hitting 250 passing yards, which is nothing in today's NFL. So, you know, it's not a long sample size now, but I agree with you. The guy that we're seeing right now is reading the field and making great decisions with his arm. And if he becomes an above average or even like great passer, then, you know, then Lamar Jackson's just, you know, what he can do is going to be maybe unparalleled.
And Church, Clint's serious. I mean, he just called you Paul.
I know we're having a moment right now.
That's when you know. That's when you know Clint has gotten. He has gotten damn dead it. Ass serious. Just called you Paul straight up out of it. Charge. What about tonight's matchup? What should people look at in setting their lineups tonight?
I love Jalen Hurts. I think it all comes together for him, and I'm very excited. And let me tell you a little bit about why. So, normally when teams play the Bucs, the best
friend defense. Because our producer just shook his head four times like, hell no. What are you talking about, Chuck? Please explain.
Why are you listening to Tyler anyway?
I don't know why. I don't.
All right. Here's how it goes against the Bucs and their elite run defense with most teams. They spend like the first third of the game dorking around trying to establish the run against a team that's awesome against the run. And there's a bunch of punts. And then they go, oh, okay, that's not going to work. And then they pass for the rest of the game. And that's why Tampa's seeing a league high 45 passes per game. But the Eagles aren't going to play that game because the Eagles don't run anyway. Their running backs are averaging, as a group, all of their running backs, averaging 8 carries a game for the last 3 weeks. They don't even try to run, and that leads them right into Tampa's weakness. They're without 3 members of their starting secondary. Winfield's out. Davis is out. Murphy Bunting's out. And that's going to give them opportunities to throw the ball deep. Devonta Smith, who's averaging almost 15 yards per attempt, is going to be sitting on a very nice game here. And their spy linebacker, Levante David, is out. And that's going to open up running lanes for Hurts. I think Hurts, for the first time, he's like 10 starts into his career. I think this is the game where he puts it together against a Super Bowl caliber team and splashes on a national stage in a big televised game. And I love what he could do in this one.
You heard it first right here on Sports Radio 610. Purple Drank Paul. Jalen Hurts, Channel View Zone. You got to get down to Twin Peaks, get you a bucket of Coors Light, and watch Channel View Zone do work tonight. Purple Drank saying it's going to happen. What about the other side of the ball? Leonard Fournette, what's his status?
So for really up until now, anytime Bruce Arians, you thought you had a read out of Bruce Arians' backfield and you knew what to do with one runner or the other, it would flip to the other way and you'd never know what to do. Arians had come out like midweek and he'd be like, oh, Ronald Jones had a great week of practice. We got to get him more involved. Dude's a straight up liar. And then Jones would do nothing. And all these fantasy owners are just dying by the wayside. But now it doesn't even matter. We don't care what Bruce Arians says anymore because the proof is in how they're using these backs. Ronald Jones is averaging 5 carries a game. Leonard Fournette's touching the ball 15 times per game, and that is enough to get fed from a fantasy perspective. He's caught the ball at least 3 times in every game. Last 2 weeks, Fournette 250 yards over these 2 games, and he gets the Eagles. They just got mowed down by Chuba Hubbard. This is a great opportunity for Leonard Fournette, who I think now at this point looks like a safe weekly starter, and Bruce Arians can't mess that up.
All right, Church. Let everybody know what's going on Guillotine before we get you out of here.
We are still creating new Guillotine Leagues if you want to try the freshest new format in fantasy sports, but also all my player rankings available for free. So if you've got sit-start questions and you don't know which guy you should play, you can get my player rankings and explanations for nothing at guillotineleagues.com.
All right, Charge, man. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you in a week. See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Paul Charchian, CEO of guillotineleagues.com. He joins us every week to help us get our fantasy lineups going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.